Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, we're now moving from Kilkenny to the neighbouring county of Wexford, and specifically to a place called Tom Haggart. What a great name. Now, Tom Haggart has a local women's shed who are doing their bit to keep members occupied during these tough times with various projects, which we're going to hear about now, because Brenda Donoghue tipped down to meet some of the ladies who are keeping themselves busy this week. She met up first with Angela Byrne, who's the chairperson of Tom Haggart's women's sheds outside the local community centre, where, as you might hear, she was waiting for shed members to give them the likes of bird table kits and sensory quilts to take home and assemble.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Angela.
Thank you so much for coming down to Tom Haggart on this miserable morning.
Something to do. Look at your boot of your car.
I have all the ladies' bird table kits and their sensory blanket kits here ready. They're all going to come and collect them this morning.
Angela, this is a great setup. Tell me about your women's sheds group here in Tom Haggart.
Yes, Brenda. Well, we're here 6 years this year. And normally we meet here on a Monday, but of course we haven't been together now since last March with the whole COVID business. After Christmas, we found that it was a bit of despondency and everybody was getting a bit depressed. So we applied to Wexford County Council for a grant. We got some funding, and so we decided to make some bird tables. And we first of all went to a local guy to get the kits made for the bird tables. And so I went and asked him how much would he charge for the bird tables. He came back and said he was going to give them to us free. He would be happy to donate it to the women's shed.
No way.
Absolutely.
What's his name?
His name is Dennis Moore, Moore's Barn in Kilmore here. And he made 30 kits, all sealed up in a bag, all the pieces drilled and screws and all it, sandpaper, the whole lot in the bag, which we're giving out to the ladies, and then they put them together. And the whole idea of that is that when they are put together, they'll varnish them or paint them or whatever way they want to decorate them, and they'll be in their gardens every morning. The birds will come and they'll be taking pictures, put them up on WhatsApp, and it'll be a whole, what was in your garden this morning, and what, we've a robin, we've a this and that. So it was another little connection that we thought we would have.
Talk me through the importance of that connection, or trying to create that connection, and without it, what it's like.
That connection is so important, even without COVID, because it's a very rural area here. A lot of people are isolated, and so they have the women's shed to come to. But it's even more important at the moment. It's very easy to get depressed at the moment. And I think, you know, you could be feeling down any morning, and then somebody will come along on a WhatsApp or give somebody a ring from the women's shed, and it cheers you up and brings you on for that day. And sure, if you're managing from day to day, isn't that the most important thing to do? Good morning, Mary. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Angela. I'm very well, thank you.
Brought your blanket. It's beautiful. Yes. Absolutely.
It's a sensory blanket. I'm just going to make another one, if you don't mind.
No problem.
I get all the bits from you. I'm going to give that one to my sister who has Alzheimer's, and I'll make another one then for you to give to into one of the nursing homes.
Yeah, no problem. I have another kit here for you, Mary.
Oh, perfect.
Can I interrupt you here? It's Mary, isn't it?
It's Mary Doyle. Yes, it's Mary Doyle.
Mary, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My husband, who has had cancer, is getting over it. We are on a lockdown, completely locked down because of it, and I just can't afford to go out and meet anybody or anything.
So how has the pandemic been then, if your husband has been recovering from cancer, and how is he?
He's fine, thank God he's fine. Mm. We're lucky that we have a nice big garden and we can just be out in the garden and do some things out there. Even walking around the drive is a good bit of a walk around, so it keeps me going.
I would say you're a very social person, normally, Mary.
Yes.
You must miss the crack and the gathering with all your friends here in the women's shed.
Oh, you don't know how much I miss the crack. The Women's Shed is a lifeline for me. The women in the shed, they are amazing. They're all so talented as well. They've got such talents, but they don't keep all their talents to themselves. They share their talents out. You just have to love them all, each and every one of them. They're so gorgeous. And there's nobody that has a problem that everybody doesn't rally around and help them. Even a ball of wool. I was looking for a ball of wool, put it up on the WhatsApp. I had to ask the ball of wool in no time.
Mary, how important is that connection to each other?
Oh, it's so important. Just the mere fact of if you're a bit down, somebody comes and gives you a big hug. Oh, that is so important.
They can't now.
No, they can't, and that's the whole thing. I would just love to be down there and get hugs. I think when this pandemic is over and we all get back together again, the hugs will be mighty. The Women's Shed for me has been the best thing that I have ever been in my whole life.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, and you're a tonic. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Right, so Brenda, if you wouldn't mind, if you have time, I'm just going to drop this board table down to Kay O'Riordan. She's at home minding her husband. Her husband has dementia, so she can't come out. And if you'd like to follow me down in the car.
Yeah, sure. Oh, look, you've a dog in the car.
Move over, Charlie. Say hello to Brenda, Charlie.
And I'll follow you on.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
See you in a minute.
You were only waiting for this moment.
Kay, it's lovely to meet you. How are you getting on? How has the pandemic been?
Good and bad. And I'm discovering I'm stronger than I thought I was. Brian has dementia and I don't have any help of any description. And we're getting on in years, as you can see. And answering the same questions all day, every day, and nobody to run anything past. That was the toughest part. The shed was just then the place for me.
I think people would really understand when you say it was something to do for yourself. Can you explain that just a little bit more?
I always loved crafts and I always loved women's groups. To just sit down with somebody who doesn't want to know your business and who might say, how are you, and they mightn't. And you just talk about the craft or you talk about anything you want to, and you're not judged. There's no pressure of any description. The first day I went in, I was handed a cup of tea. Someone just handed me a cup of tea and said, find yourself a chair.
So you've got your bird feeder. Are you excited about that?
I'm delighted. Yeah, yes. Looking forward to doing that now.
Yeah.
Really am. One of the things I really enjoyed, I've just made this sensory quilt for Brian. What kept us sane going around in the first lockdown, Brian was really distraught about it all. And we said the rosary going around the garden because we didn't go outside the door at all. So this is the decorative of the rosary, if he ever wants to sit.
The beads.
The beads are the
decorative. Sewn onto the blanket.
These are shells we're set to go on here. We found them in Rosslare and they're absolutely beautiful. They're not like the ordinary shells, but.
And so he would touch all the various things.
He loves it. And even this morning he was saying, this is lovely.
How have you used the women's sheds to get you through this pandemic?
I think it's vital. I think it's a lifeline. I know it's a lifeline. I thought I was just joining a craft group. And then I realised I was joining a community, a generous community that encouraged us and cared about us, were there for us night and day. One to one, we would say, we would have been lost without it.
Yeah, Brenda there with Kay O'Riordan singing the praises of the Tom Haggart Women's Sheds. And of course, a lot of women's sheds and a lot of women's sheds and men's sheds around the country doing great work during the lockdown.